Hi there, I'm Lewis Foster. Thank you for choosing this edition of the Manx Radio Newscast. Now, the owners of a micropub in Peel, which closed no less than 5 weeks ago, have announced plans to reopen it. The Miller's Tale on Michael Street shut its doors for what was thought to be the last time on the 30th of September. At the time, owners Charles and Anne Miller cited difficult trading conditions, rising costs for stock, increased energy costs, and declining customer numbers. But now they have plans to reopen it on Saturday, operating on a Thursday to Sunday schedule. I asked Charles if the last 5 weeks had given them chance to go back to the drawing board.
To a certain degree, yes. We did genuinely close on the 30th of September. It was our financial year end. We were like a lot of small businesses having trouble paying our bills. And it just came to head one Saturday morning on the 27th, 28th of September. We did close, and we were in the process of emptying the building, turning it back to the landlords. We then entered into discussions with three interested parties to buy the business and for them to run it under their own names, etc. In doing so, it made us take a long, hard look at what the costs were, what money was being spent on, what was going out of the bank. And we realised over October that without staff and without certain contracts, etc., the business is actually quite viable. And my heart of hearts, I really didn't want to give the place up or the job up. So yes, we've had a bit of a rethink. We are making changes. They won't all happen between now and Saturday. It'll be organic over the next few months. Essentially, nothing will change. There's small changes in the background, make the place easier to run, cheaper to run. But we will, because I will become a one-man band, chief washer-upper and all that sort of stuff. I'll have to do everything myself. I will only be open Thursday to Sunday inclusive, which is actually quite normal in the UK for micropubs. So we'll see how we go. We've had an awful, awful lot of support from suppliers, from Bushes, from the wine cellar, from customers in Peel, friends in Peel, and all over the island. It's been really heartwarming.
Just talking about that support, you did put out that message on the initial closure saying, we'll have a bit of a farewell weekend kind of thing. What was that weekend like when you felt that the doors were closing for good? Did that give you any kind of inkling that, oh, it might not quite be the end just yet?
Yeah, it was too little too late to a certain degree. But yeah, we had a fabulous last weekend up to the 30th of September. We more or less cleared the place out. If we had a weekend like that every weekend, we certainly wouldn't be closed. I'd be probably living in Barbados on the profits and leaving some money to run the place. But yeah, it wasn't to be. But as I said, we've had a rethink and restructure, and we think we've got to go. It's going to be hard work to do it, but it's good fun at the same time.
And I don't suppose many people would have necessarily been that surprised, given the state of the economy at the moment. A lot of hospitality businesses on the island are struggling, citing difficult trading conditions themselves. So do you feel for others who are having to take similar decisions that you've had to take?
Absolutely, wholeheartedly, yeah. I mean, we've been there, seen it, done it. It is tremendously difficult in hospitality, encouraging people to come out over the doorstep and spend. Obviously, from the other point of view, people have got no money, interest rates are too high, you've got high mortgages, you can't finance, etc. There's not a great deal of spare money in the economy. Governments in the UK and here seem to be wanting to put tax rates up. They seem to want to take money out of the economy, not put it in. It's difficult. And I think a lot of places on the island and in the UK, we'll close. We will review our business every 3 months, just to make sure we're on the right track and we're doing okay. If we close again, I'm afraid that is it. That will be it. But yeah, I don't know what the answer is, to be quite frank. You can't expect government to hand out grants and subsidies to pubs, etc. I think the Manx taxpayer would be revolting in disgust, really. But short of dropping VAT, which is what the industry is calling for hospitality, and dropping alcohol duty rates, there's not a great deal anybody can do, really. Going forward, UK government is of the opinion that 40% of 18 to 24 year olds don't drink alcohol. A lot of them don't go out, don't socialise. A third of under 36 year olds don't drink alcohol. Going forward, it's not looking good, if you see what I mean. Maybe the industry needs to have a rethink and, you know, change its offerings and offer 0% alcohol, etc. I don't know. It's a difficult game to be in. Alcohol, petrol, and tobacco, all three are passing rapidly out of usage these days. So the world's changing. We need to change with it, I think.
Talking about Michael Street and Peel, I suppose Peel residents will be happy as well to see another shop on Michael Street actually stay there, and because that, it's not been going through particularly good times recently.
No, I think it's a lot of it's the same as a lot of high streets. I mean, Peel does need investment by government, drastically, to be fair. It needs smartening up, it needs modernising. But life is changing. You know, when I was a small child, nearly 60 years ago, you know, my mother would go to a greengrocer, a butcher. She'd go to Redmond's and buy bacon and butter. We'd go to five different butchers in town. All that's gone. People are shopping on the internet and have everything delivered at home. We're getting lazy. We're not going out. We're not socialising. We have everything delivered at home. It's convenient. But it's not good for us. We're a social animal. We need pubs and bars and restaurants and places to go and socialise and be with. I think, I mean, a lot of places, quite a number of places on Michael Street are closed, and I think that's the internet's got a lot to do with it. We need footfall. We need people to get off the sofa and go out for a walk and walk up and down the streets and see what's out there and enjoy the facilities, because once we're gone, we're gone. We ain't coming back. I know we are this time, obviously, but you know, if you don't use these venues, then we lose them, I'm afraid.
So, speaking of which, Charles, then, for any fans of the Miller's Tale out there, or for anyone who hasn't been before and was probably lamenting the fact that they didn't get to previously, what's the future hold? What's your outlook like for the next year?
I think I'm cautiously optimistic. We will still have five real ales on, six real ciders, you know, good quality wines from our friends at the Wine Cellar in Douglas. Craft beers, we're looking at changing some of the craft beers for continental Belgian beers and foreign beers, but that'll be in the new year. Come and try us with something different. We exist to give the drinker a choice. We have a constantly evolving and changing range of beers and ciders. Very little stays the same. We've only got one permanent beer, and that's Lager from Bushies. It's a premium lager. Everything else changes. You never know what you're going to get.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.